I thought you guys would get tired of the Clapbot, but it seems to have continued to go on basically throughout the entire week. Anytime I checked Elysium, it was at least half claps. Clap KPIs, yep. Hello, John Ampton. Yeah, Flextra, it probably will not be in here forever, the Clapbot. We're going to let Goons play with the shiny toys for a little bit, then we'll probably remove it or put it in another channel or do something else. Yeah, I think we can do like clap stats or something, and I think at least admins can see how many. Let me see. There have been 835 total claps. Yeah, average that over a week, and how many claps are we getting per hour? 7 times 24 is what? 186? 182? Someone do math. 172. There you go.
Between 6 and 7.
All right, so I'm gonna get started anyway. So for those of you who like to get confused about time the fireside is, especially with daylight savings time, I know Europe, I believe, hits this week. So if you're in Europe and you have daylight savings time this week, your fireside next week will be a confusing time. But it'll be especially confusing because next week we are not doing the fireside at the regular time. We are doing a special Australian time zone fireside Sunday at 0900. So that's going to be a one-off thing. Well, just one-off for this week at least. Sunday. And Brodog, do I have it right? 0900 Eve time? Is that correct? I believe it is. You do not have to be up for the fireside. This is not a mandatory attendance thing. It is for showing some love to the Australian guys who are often this is at like 4 a.m. for them. So
That is
no.
correct, but Brodog went to bed.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. 0900. No, is 1 week from now, 8 days from now, serum. Sunday, 0900, special Australian time zone fireside. We'll be talking about some Australian time zone issues. We'll be talking about things that matter for Australian time zones, so that's going to be a thing we'll do that week. And then the week after that, we'll be going back to the regularly scheduled fireside time. You cannot get stars if you attend, but you can get claps. You do not need to be there, guys. Do not worry about it. Just I'm just letting you know ahead of time. So next week we'll be doing it Sunday, 0900. All right, we want to encourage you guys to go ahead and is Clapbot broken or is it slow? I think we've, or I think you guys just clap too much. You can only clap a certain amount of time.
I think one thing we need, all those people who do their meetings after the fireside next week, they also have to do them in Australian time zone. Just
Yeah,
thinking
no.
about that.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea, but no. All right, so from the Department of Procurement, encouragement for you guys to go ahead and make sure your doctrines are up on contracts, just not also the market. Something we've run into lately is just lack of contracts. It's a good way to make money. The average goon is extremely lazy and will pay you some of their ISK to have you put together the doctorship so they can buy it on contract. If you want essentially free and easy money, this has always been one of the best ways to do it. Get the doctrine ship, get it on contract, and then reap the rewards as they click the button to save themselves 20 million ISK or whatever the number is.
Do you mind if I chime in on that real quick, Ash?
Yep, please go ahead.
If you guys are interested in doing that, join the GS underscore ISK. I'll link it here in just a second in there. It's our Jabber room. We ping that channel periodically with like, hey, this is kind of missing. You could use those. I sent a couple of those pings over the last few days. I'll be honest, mostly to annoy Mr. V because he keeps running retries into a wall. I don't think he's even here, but that's okay.
Yeah, he's
So
not here. And he's
GS
doing a good
underscore
job with
ISK.
it, Retries. Yeah. So how much arbitrage are we allowed to ask? That there is a number on there. I don't remember it off the top of my head, but you can find out in GS underscore ISK. It is I think it's 15 or 20, somewhere around there. But obviously people can undercut you. The whole point is to having good markets will be good competition. If you put it too high, someone will come below you. It's always been a good way to make money. Whenever that ping goes out, you'll have all your contracts get sold and you'll get a nice injection of ISK into your wallet.
Make sure you are getting a profit on there. Don't set your margins at like -5%. Don't do that.
Yeah, we want you guys. I mean, we want you guys to be incentivized to do it. So yeah, please do make money. Did you guys know that we need a planetary interaction PI? I have been told to tell you guys that PI is important. I feel like I tell you a lot, but it still is important. The PI stream is not happening this week, but we are going to be doing something crabby after this fireside. I will tell you guys about it in a moment. Hideki, PI stands for planetary interaction. Is it more or less important than every other time? It is. It's more important and less.
Always has been, always will be.
Yep. Shout out to Gooniversity. Those are the people helping new goons learn how to play the game. They're doing a great job. And if you're interested, they have a Discord. Someone can drop it in here. They have a SIG you can apply to. If you like helping new players, if you like being the kind of person who gets someone involved, that's a great way to do it. They can also teach you things if you are new or if you're old. There's always something to learn about this game. I have learned a lot about it, but I always find something new. And it's pretty interesting. So Gooniversity is a good way to do it. There you go. Beyond spamming it. I wanted to give CodeSign a special shout out. He was part of the compliance bot that we just got. This is something that you guys probably will never see or interact with, but it is useful for Alliance, Corpeds, that kind of thing. It helps them, you know, learn issues, and it's something that we've been wanting. And as you guys probably know, I've talked about it before, getting, you know, coding done and that kind of thing is always one of our biggest needs, and he just did a cool thing for us. So thanks to CodeSign. Woosie asks, what is the European Union Social SIG? I don't know what that means necessarily. There is European Union. I don't know if there's a social SIG related to it. CodeSign is the best sign. He's also the best co-designer, if you think about it. And then one last thing I want to talk about before I get some questions and then talk about what we're going to be doing in the future is we are changing the Bistot rule as far as belts. If you are going in a belt, you may mine whatever you desire. We are waiting on the MER to evaluate the Bistot rule and its effectiveness since then. If you want to go in a belt and you want to not mine Bistot first, you are welcome to do so only in a belt. Only in a belt, not an anomaly. Only in a belt. So far, we're pretty happy with the Bistot rule, but we're going to evaluate it on the MER. Hola to you, Duones. Okay, so pretty good week so far. We had the TTC on, let's see, it was last Friday, and we've been riding an enjoyment off that fight ever since. We've had some pretty decent form up since then. You guys seem pretty excited about playing the game, and we're happy that you are. Our future plans are, as I've been talking about, and I'm going to keep talking about, Sapphire, I'll answer your question in a second. Our future plans are nebulous in the sense that the future is unclear. CCP is going to be making changes. We do not know what those changes are. So we don't know what we'll do. Maybe we uproot everything and we move and become a nomadic alliance. That's a possibility. It's unlikely, but you know, if that was the best thing to do, we would do it. We will adapt to the times. Maybe we'll do VFK by December. So, someone asked, New Sapphire Bloodsbane says, new goon question, what is the MER? MER stands for Monthly Economic Report. Someone has written it down. It is basically CCP giving the information about ratting, mining, anything to do with making money in EVE. They really support a report, and it's broken down by region, so it's able to give us useful information. Do we know when CCP will implement these changes? We do not tack asking CCP about when changes will be happening is like making a plan. If you want to make God laugh, it is the best way to do so.
It's also so, like asking Asher to rank spicy chicken sandwiches.
They're all zeros to me. They're all zeros to me.
There's your one for the day, Sniper. That was good.
Yeah. All right. So future plans are in flux, but only because the environment is flux. We have a lot of people who are very dedicated to doing the job of making things easy and pleasurable for you guys. So I'm trying to always convey how good our team is, how dedicated they are, and how much I'm thankful for them personally. There are a lot of people who care about your experience and devote their time to making it fun. So, you know, I don't know if I say it enough, but I'm always thinking that, how much I'm appreciative of those people. So when those future changes happen, we will be ready. We will adjust as necessary. Right now, we are in our current plan, and our current pattern is to give you guys fun events. So there probably will not be a war, because starting a war right now would be foolish. But like blowing up the TTC, like these Keepstar timers, events where we can force our cowardly enemies to fight are going to be our short-term raison d'etre. We will keep doing that at the appropriate times and trying to space them out so that we don't ask too much of you guys as far as time zone, alarm clocking, anything like that. We're not looking to burn anyone out. We're looking to give a fun opportunity to everyone. So that is the current plan. And so after this, this is a fun thing that I've been wanting to do and I've talked to you guys about. So after this fireside, I'm going to be taking out a fleet. I would like everyone who can come to it, who this sounds fun to bring a Stormbringer or other ratting ship in 1DQ. And by ratting, I mean something that has guns. It can't be Ishtars. And we're going to try to raise the 1DQ ESS bank to the highest it's ever been. We are going to go through it like a swarm of locusts. And we are going to undock, hopefully, 4,000 Stormbringers. I'm going to set our goals reasonably. 4,000 Stormbringers undocking, clearing every anom on spawn. And then in the three-hour period, trying to raise the reserve bank to heights it's never been before. The highest I've ever seen it, I believe, is around 1 billion-isk. So we will try to go beyond that.
We've hit 2 before. You got to do better than that.
Okay, Sniper. I didn't know that. Yeah, I guess we could do one crab beacon too. Posted ratting does not work anymore. The storm fit won't really matter. You can just bring your storm. There'll be enough of us. All right. So that's about it. You got something to say, Ranger?
Yeah, I've got one question for you there. So, Asher, does that mean that I should not sit in the ESS and, you know, raid it while you're doing that to keep the number low?
Yeah, I appreciate you not doing that this one time.
All right, I'll try to contain myself.
You can bring your Thunder Children, but they're actually negative when compared to Stormbringers.
At least they probably won't die on this fleet.
Darth Revan, unfortunately, you cannot claim anoms. I know the reason why you'd want to do so, but that it just doesn't work. All right, I'll give you guys about 5 minutes for questions here, and then we're going to go out. So get logged in, get to 1DQ, get to a Stormbringer if you have it. If you don't, you could bring something that applies damage instantly, like a Ferox or anything with medium guns will work, lasers. All right.
So everybody should bring their A&I.
Sarah Bjornsdottir says, Asher, I've heard Ranger Gamma will be teaching Karma Fleet University about this history of Goon Swarm pretty soon. I think this is a great idea. I agree. Would it be possible for us to have a scheduled thing where our own new members can learn the history of Goon Swarm and possibly the history of allies? Maybe partnership with Onkelage University. I think it's a great thing. And having something like that would be really good. It's something I've been thinking about working on individually as a sort of a different project. I'm a big history nerd. And I think the history of Eve is very interesting and important. So yeah, that's something that we're I would love to do, and I think we'll work more on. How many dreads is enough dreads? Never enough dreads.
Clearly the answer is tree 50.
Remy says, any plans for the Keepstar frat and catch, or just let them there for now? So the plan is that's a dinner bell for us. We're not the Keepstar itself is not particularly of concern to us. They've already evacuated it anyway, so it doesn't have particular strategic value. What it had when they lived there as far as strategic value was low. So it's never been about the Keepstar, but is about forcing those cowards to fight. So we'll take the fight when we feel it's appropriate. You know, we can control the time. And when we get a time that we like, we will take the fight. But it'll be about getting them on the field and forcing them to actually engage in combat. As you guys know, they essentially do not like to do that when, as you know, unless they absolutely are forced to. And that is one way we could force them to. Tyson has an escalation of 1DQ. We could run it. Can I bring my dread to your Stormbringer riding? No, that'd be bad. It would slow us down. Have strat leads become more spontaneous, or is the event calendar on the forums rarely used nowadays? So they have become more spontaneous in the sense of day-to-day. There isn't actually a lot of things we're forcing the action, Flextra, so it's hard to put it on the calendar. For instance, Arcadios is basically doing a fleet every day and sometimes multiple fleets a day. But those are not like around the timer, so there's not a calendar issue for those. The ones as far as, you know, TTC and F4R Keep and those kind of things, those should be on the calendar. But I think updating it has been something that's just sort of got away from us. So I will remind our guys to continue to put stuff on the calendar. Is there a stat of how many people ret vetted recently? John, we don't particularly track ret vetting in particular. We track our overall numbers of active people, and that has been on a general uptrend since over the last 2 years. It's been getting more and more active members as part of GSF and Imperium as a whole in general. So we don't track ret vets in particular. That's just something you might get a feel for. Why are Stormbringers recommended over Thunder Children? That's a good question. So Thunder Children are too expensive. The ammo is really expensive and they warp slow. All those things make Stormbringers better overall for speed and efficiency. I don't care if you bring one on this thing, because this is more of a for fun thing. But if you were doing it yourself, you want Stormbringers. The marginal difference in utility is so small. Presume that a Thunder Child makes 1 million more per hull per tick. At about 1.8 billion difference in price, how many ticks would you need to make up before you even paid for the Stormbringer, the difference between the Stormbringer and the Thunderchild? You'll never get there. You would have to be doing it every day for years for it to matter. Andre, about 5 is the incorrect answer for that.
I believe it's about 5 years. I'm not sure what you meant.
Oh, 5 years. I think you meant 5 ticks. Yeah. 5 years would be about right. But yeah, you'd have to be doing it for so long that the chances that you don't lose the Thunderchild are negligible. Like, all ratting ships eventually die. And so you'll just never make up the difference in price. And you're just such a juicier target. You don't want to be that juicy of a target. Edible douche, I have done it and your numbers are not correct. They're also poor. Like the warp slower, which matters a lot in particular systems. Guys, if you were sending me a message on Mumble, please do it in Elysium. Please do it in Elysium. That is a channel on Jabber. Questions there. Riding Typhoon, I don't think that'd be great, but you can do whatever you want. For this thing after the fireside, missiles are going to not apply because things will be dead already. Can we come on this? We have no clue how Stormbringers work. Yes, anyone may come. I just want a giant fleet. This is just for fun, guys. You don't have to bring a Stormbringer. You can just come for fun. We're just going to have an enjoyable time. It's just for goofing off. It's not for anything serious. We're just having fun. Are we going to bet on how many die? I would say 3. 3 die. Rass, I could be wrong, but I have also done it myself, and I've seen the numbers. So the other thing is, like I said, you may make more money per tick, but you will never catch up. You will lose the ship before you do. And like I said, you're always a more juicy target in Thunderchild.
I think he was agreeing with you, not arguing with
you. Yeah. The point still stands is that I am not an immutable source of all detail, especially about ratting, which is not my number one priority or love, but I'm pretty confident on this one. Someone has linked the Altari Phoenix theme song, which I seems like it's an important thing. All right. Any other questions before we start going out there and shooting red dots? Yeah, by the way, Ranger's talking about we need devs. If you are a programmer of any kind and you have interest in working for us, we would love to have you. Compensation is the thanks of the Alliance and the satisfaction of doing a good job. That is if that sounds interesting to you, we would, you know, we are always looking for devs. Someone asked C++. Yes, you can essentially code in whatever you want. I think this is the kind of thing that the nerds always love to argue over. Like, we have some really weird apps coded in very odd programming languages because whoever did it liked that language, and now people pull their hair out. But I think we'll take it coded in something rather than not coded in something.
It kind of depends on what it is, right? Like, the big thing there is that, like, if somebody decides to write something in OCaml, and a lot of people just learned that's a language, by the way, you know, it's a problem of maintenance going forward, right? Like, if we get somebody to work on something that's, like, very important to the Alliance, and it's written in something that nobody else has experience in, then when that person, you know, wanders off, stops playing, doesn't have time, etc., life happens, this is a volunteer gig, it's very hard for the org to deal with, okay, we have this thing, and it works well, but it's hard for other people to work on.
Yeah, like, if with C++ specifically, if you actually manage to write a useful application to the Alliance in that language, I'll maintain it myself, but otherwise, no stupid BS, please, thank you.
I read in COBOL as Commodore Grace Hopper approved and intended. So can I write for the Alliance?
I don't know. Can you?
No, I can't.
Oh,
hey.
What?
Some guy sent me a message on Mumble about being a coder. Or once again, please chat in Elysium. But if you want to send a private message, go ahead and message SniperEagle1 on Jabber. He's a good person to contact. He's going to message you.
Ryan beat me to it, but there's a link in Elysium to the recruiting thread for
there you go,
for please the devs again. Like, we have a Discord. We're working on getting to a place where we have more projects to kind of push people to working on, and we know that's something that we've needed to do for a long time. So
yeah, send an email, perfect way to get in contact with someone. Every now and again, I have to check my email, and then I look through, like, the 6 months of people sending me stuff and expecting responses. Just not going to happen.
Shitting up my Jabber is how Rorquals die.
Yeah, there you go.
Logarm, I will have you know that I am very much a JavaScript enjoyer, and I don't care what the haters say.
It's okay, Sniper. You're pretty.
Best Corp in the Imperium for EU players. I definitely would not choose a Best Corp. That's one thing that it's different for different people. One thing I do want to say, guys, I haven't seen too much of this, but I have seen a little bit of this on our forums. Do not recruit for your Corp. Do not drop, you know, whoever is recruiting. That's like, that's internal. We're not poaching internally. I really dislike seeing that. And I think if that keeps going on, we may just start, you know, giving people 1 month read onlys or whatever. It's not useful in any way to say whoever is recruiting. I know it's probably mostly a meme, but it's one of those things people get pretty sensitive about. So just avoid doing that.
Next time the MER is there, all of AMOC is getting or out for a month.
Is Grimwaffa a member or a director corp? Grimwaffa is a member corp. It just has a weird history as sort of a It was basically the Alliances Corp for a long time and is now technically separate. Grinwafa now pays taxes. A clown show is a good way to describe it. Okay, all right. I think we're good on the questions. So thank you guys for coming. If you are going to be here next week, it's Australian time zone. You do not need to attend. We'll see you then. If you want to, good job, Razor. If you want to come on my fleet and Rat, let's see what we can do in 1DQ. I will be putting it up right after this, so feel free to join. I'll be doing it in Op 2. So come to Op 2 now if you want to see what how much we can fill the 1DQ.
So you guys heard it. Asher's going to do an Op with a number 2 to fill up something.
Yep. We are all children here. All right, you guys have a great day, and I'll see you on my fleet. Or if not, I'll see you on the next one.